What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. A lot of guys want to know about the bad side of trucking. Here's the problem with the bad side of trucking. Guys who really can't deal with trucking and the bull that comes with it, leave. The guys who can deal with it, stay. And they make YouTube videos. That's why the guys who deal with this stuff, right, don't bitch about it much. Because they understand that it's part of the game. You know, it would be like an NBA player complaining about having the media outside his house. It would be like, you know, the president complaining about, you know, having some fucking assassin outside, you know? I mean, everybody has to deal with something. Everybody has to deal with something. I mean, even the president's job ain't always good, right? But does he have to tell you about it? I mean, do you really think it phases, after 8 years of being president, do you think it phases him? Every truck driver, the first week, first couple months, you're going to have, at some point, you're going to have a breakdown. And at that point, once you understand that's part of the game, you either going to get out because you can't take it, or you're just going to accept it. And at that point, you ain't going to care about breakdowns at all because you just accept it as part of trucking. And that's why you don't hear a lot of negativity. That's just breakdowns. I ain't talking about dealing with dispatch, right? I ain't talking about dealing with payroll, right? But again, name a job where you don't have to deal with payroll. Name a job where you don't have to deal with your supervisors, right? You always got to deal with somebody who's an asshole or somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're supposed to be doing. There's always somebody like that, right? You're never going to have a job where you just wake up and everything's fucking hunky-dory. And why would I get upset about it? Like, it's part of trucking. It's part of whatever. You know, if you work at McDonald's, rude people after a while just becomes the background to you. You don't give a damn about that lady who cursed you out. You just close the door on her fucking face and keep, you know, doling out fries. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, it's like you go into a place where you just have acceptance of the bad thing. So it's not that anybody's hiding anything to you. It's just when people make decisions to overcome and move forward and achieve in life, they're not going to dwell on dumb shit. You know, you're not going to dwell on things that don't matter. Like if you cash, like, you know, if you have a good week where I work at, you know, you run real good. Let's say you have a Saturday. You probably going to make close to over $1,000, right? That's nice. It's a nice check. But what do you think? I jump up and down about it? You think I'm still like when I was a rookie making $1,300 a week, when I was running 8 weeks on the road, busting my ass, having no life, nothing? You really think I jumped up and down and I was like, oh, my God. No, I didn't. I didn't jump up and down. I didn't go, oh my God. Right, I know. It was a part of the game. Sometimes that check is big. Sometimes that check is small. You know, you got it. That's what happens in trucking. It just becomes the background. The problems become background noise, and you just stop paying attention to them because that's the game. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. But the whole reason I made this video, I was listening to the Wright brother, and listening to him and other drivers out there talk about how people are telling them they're hiding stuff. And they're not hiding anything, dude. That's just trucking. You know, trucking after a while is just routine to you. You know, you can sit for a week on a breakdown and not even bat an eye as long as your money's right. So, and even if your money ain't right, what is getting upset going to do? I done pissed a bitch many a time. Pitched a bitch many a time, and I've yet to see it increase my income. It's never done anything. I mean, yelling, screaming, hit the steering wheel, done all that stupid stuff when I was a rookie. It doesn't do anything, man. It's not that we're all over positive, dude. It's just like, so what? Oh, and this negative thing happened. So, that's trucking. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com.